Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian government forces have captured more ground in eastern Ghouta, a domestic suburb controlled by rebel forces. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has maintained a near-relentless assault on eastern Ghouta in recent weeks in an effort to pressure rebels to give up their guns and leave in what he terms evacuation deals. So far, civilian deaths in eastern Ghouta total more than 1,000. President Trump says he believes North Korea is ready to make peace after its leader Kim Jong-un declared willingness to meet him.
They announced that he's not going to send missiles up anymore until through the meetings. Well, think of that. You know, we were getting a lot of missiles sent. I wouldn't say Japan was thrilled. Missiles flying over Japan. They're very happy with what I'm doing. And who else could do it? I mean, honestly, when you think.
The head of the South Korea's National Security Office in a statement said Kim is committed to denuclearization and to suspending nuclear and missile tests. In a 75-minute speech that veered into a number of topics, Mr. Trump noted the historical significance of him accepting the North Korean leader's offer to meet. China says it does not intend to ignite a trade war over President Trump's new tariffs on aluminum and steel. Meantime, trade representatives for Japan and the European Union have met with U.S. trade representative. President Trump told a rally there needs to be more compromises between the U.S. and the EU. He signed proclamations last week imposing a 25% tariff on imported steel, 10% on imported aluminum. This is VOA News. Trump administration moving forward with plans to place a ban on devices that enable guns to fire like automatic weapons. Meantime, the National Rifle Association says it plans to sue the state of Florida for enacting gun control legislation that raises the minimum age to buy rifles from 18 to 21. Florida Governor Rick Scott signed the comprehensive legislation, surrounded by families of the 17 victims of a recent high school shooting where the gunman used an automatic weapon.
The government can and must move fast. I said at the beginning of this process less than 3 weeks ago that we have to be very careful as we balance our individual rights with our need for public safety.
Student activists in Florida and across the country have campaigned for tougher gun control restrictions, including a ban on assault-style weapons, which was not included in the Florida bill. British government ministers have met to discuss the poisoning of a Russian man who was mysteriously poisoned by a rare nerve agent in the town of Salisbury nearly a week ago. Home Secretary Amber Rudd said it's still too early to assign blame for the poisoning. A former Russian spy, Sergei Skripal, and his daughter, Yulia, both of whom are hospitalized in critical condition. Meanwhile, about 180 British soldiers have been deployed to Salisbury, a normally quiet town in southwestern England, to help officials decontaminate the area. Japanese in Tokyo and along the northeast coast are marking the 7th anniversary of that tsunami that took more than 18,000 lives and triggered meltdowns at the Fukushima nuclear power plant. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe took part in an official ceremony in Tokyo. By being aware of the circumstances of each and every one of the people affected, we will continue to undertake reconstruction with a commitment to providing seamless support for the people in need, to give them psychological and physical care, and help them, those who have been forced to leave their homes. Cleaning up the still radioactive nuclear plant remains a daunting challenge that will take decades to fix. France and India have signed agreements intended to boost cooperation in the nuclear energy, defense, trade, space sectors worth $16 billion. French President Emmanuel Macron and an Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended the ceremonial exchange of documents in New Delhi. French President is in India on his first official visit. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.